Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Chen is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder and the CEO of Strikingly, one of the fastest-growing mobile website builders and Y Combinators in the world. And he is he lives and works in the U.S., but currently and at this moment, he's going to be talking to us from Shanghai, China. David Chen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, and hi, everyone.
It's good to have you here, folks. He's Skyped into my network from China, and we're glad you did that, David. We're glad you're here. Can you give us a little bit of an idea about what's going on over there in Shanghai? How are things there now?
It's pretty good. I love Shanghai. It's one of the most westernized cities in China. So every time I visit here, I just love it. So having a good time. Startup is really hard, right? So need to really keep it balanced sometimes.
China is your heritage, is that right?
Yeah, it is, actually. I came from China.
Uh-huh. And so so you kind of know your way around over there. That's good. So I'm going to get you to come back another day and tell us some more about what you think about what's going on in China. But right now, I want to get to your ideas on building a website. Now that's what you guys do. What is a Y Combinator?
So Y Combinator is actually one of the most premier incubator in the world. One of the top ones. Many of the companies that you see these days actually came from Y Combinator, including Dropbox, Airbnb, Heroku. A lot of these like very good companies came from Y Combinator.
Okay.
So we were one of the companies incubated by them earlier this year.
It's a tech incubator where you guys, and of course my audience knows what an incubator is, but this is one focused on folks like who have interest in technology like David. So David, one of the things you want to talk about today are some things that we can learn from you about how to build a website that's effective and that serves the customer, right?
Yeah.
So what's the first thing we need to know?
Yeah, so from our experience right now, especially for small businesses or individuals, I think the first thing people need to know is that mobile is very important. So not having a mobile optimized website will hurt both the business and the personal identity you put online a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think the first advice that I will actually give from our experience is that you really need to focus on making your mobile website optimized and make sure that people can actually access to it. And besides that, people need to have a very good experience. So instead of like having a lot of clicks, a lot of refresh, a lot of information, you probably need to reduce the amount of information that you're giving to users and increase the font size and whatever you need to do to make sure that your website is mobile optimized. So we can actually tap into the traffic.
One of the things that are you saying that the website that you have that people see on a regular screen, should that very website should present in a mobile, or are you saying that your website that you need to create a mobile site?
Our understanding of this is that here's a statistic. Mobile traffic is actually going to overtake desktop traffic
in
2014 or latest 2015. So with that said, you really need to think about mobile first to begin with. And a mobile website, if you have seen some of the good mobile websites, it looks pretty different from a traditional
quite a bit different. It's a mobile site.
Yeah, it's it sometimes looks like an app, right? And you know, for example, one of those mobile-first experiences is that you really need to optimize for sliding, for touchscreen kind of experience, rather than using a mouse to click around.
You're bringing a very interesting idea here, folks. Let me sort this out for you, because this is not something we have talked about before, David. One of the things that I have been encouraging my audience to do, and I write about this in my new book, and that is to take your current website, which many of them have had for years, David, take the current website, have someone build a mobile site for you that is a separate look and feel, that basically when someone requests your regular site, your URL, on a mobile device, it presents the mobile site. And that's what I've done with my site. It's been like that for a couple of years. But you're saying build your regular site so that it works in both environments.
Yeah. I mean, we actually have a lot of users started thinking that way when they first used Strikingly. So what they did was that they were trying to do exactly what you just said. Build a mobile site, link to an existing website, and trying to have two websites and work for two different audiences in a sense. But then what became very hard was that you actually have to maintain two websites. If you update one part of the website, sometimes you need to worry about how that content will actually show up on the other side, on the other type of screen, the mobile screen. And you need to update another website. So it's very time-consuming and very kind of it's a high maintenance cost in a sense. If you're managing two websites, one for mobile, one for the desktop,
it can be.
That's why you know.
Go ahead.
And that's why we believe that one website should work for every single device. And we started from that front. Basically, how do we make sure that one website works for all devices?
I'm going to agree with you. For people who are building a new website, I'm going to say that David's onto something, folks. He might be a little premature in terms of the traffic, but over the next year or two, he's probably not going to be premature. But I am going to say, David, that if people have an existing website, if I were them, I wouldn't build a new website that serves mobile and the regular screen. I would just build a mobile site, and that's what I would do. At least right now. Maybe not in 2 years. That might be different. But right now, that's what I would do. David, your website is strikingly.com, right?
Yeah.
Strikingly.com. Check it out, folks. Right back with David Chin. He's got more advice for you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.